For more than a decade, New Bedford has been the destination for thousands of indigenous Mayans from Guatemala. Most work in blue-collar, low-wage jobs. Members of New Bedford's Mayan community face two major challenges: their immigration status and struggles with temporary employment. Now, the workers at a tire recycling plant in New Bedford are trying to better their conditions by joining a union, even though some of the workers are here illegally. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
Arriving from all over the northeastern U.S., a fleet of trucks delivers endless loads of spent rubber to Bob's Tire Company. It's in the heart of a New Bedford neighborhood of triple-deckers. A shredder feeds a conveyor belt that spits onto a mountain as black as coal, destined for reuse as heating fuel. After a day's work, the men look like they stepped out of a coal mine. Most are from the same municipality in western Guatemala, and they speak a Mayan language called Quiche. 26-year-old Tomas Ventura has worked at Bob's Tire since he came to the country 8 years ago. He's gotten a few raises over the years and now earns $11 an hour. Now he's leading a union effort he says arose out of a fight for better wages.
In January, we got together and asked for a raise. Our boss said he'd give it to us in April, but time passed and we never got our raise.
Ventura says they complained, and the owner of the company fired him and three others.
I think we were fired to teach a lesson to the other workers. Nobody should speak out. Nobody should ask for a raise. That's why I gained courage. I told the other workers, let's do something. This is the time. If we don't do it now, it will never happen.
Ventura says they rallied to protest the firing, threatening to file a complaint and successfully pressuring the company to take them back. One day late this summer, the Bob's Tire workers showed up to vote on whether to join the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. The Bob's Tire's employees connected to the union through the Centro Comunitario Trabajadores, a Guatemalan-run nonprofit that supports immigrant workers in New Bedford. The group's director, Adrian Ventura, says most of the city's Mayans are undocumented, and some are open about it.
The workers are aware that with or without papers, they have to be able to express themselves and demand their rights. They've overcome their fear, because with so much exploitation, abuse, trickery, and discrimination, the workers eventually explode. It's like a pressure cooker.
I recently walked onto the Bob's Tire Yard to get comment for this story. The owner flatly refused. Illegal immigration is a sensitive topic in New Bedford, where in 2007, federal agents raided a textile plant, rounded up 361 workers. Former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Officer Albert Orlowski says he was on public relations duty the day of the raid. Now that he's out of the agency, he says ICE ought to be targeting serious criminals, not low-wage workers.
Look at the conditions. These people come out of there black. Hands are black, face are black. If they want a reasonable wage, what's wrong with that?
Orlowski is no liberal. He likes Marco Rubio for president, says he might run for Bristol County Sheriff, and talks about illegal immigrants taking American jobs. But he doesn't fault the Bob's Tire workers for wanting to join a union.
Now, if these people want to unionize, I believe 100% they should have the right to unionize, as every American in this country does.
That's regardless of whether they have papers or not.
We don't know if they have papers. You and I don't know that, do we?
Some of the workers do say they're undocumented, and it turns out union organizing offers some protection against enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security discourages enforcement while labor disputes are underway. Employment advocates say the policy arose because businesses were calling immigration on their employees. Former National Labor Relations Board Chair Wilma Liebman says under labor law, undocumented workers have the same rights as citizens. But there's a wrinkle. The board cannot order an employer to rehire undocumented workers, even if they're fired illegally.
What that means is that undocumented workers who are involved in an organizing effort risk, if they are fired, not being able to get their job back and not being able to get back pay for the time that they've been fired.
There's another key point to the Bob's Tire story. The workers are employed through a temp agency, something advocates say is true for the majority of New Bedford's Guatemalans. BJ's temp service did not respond to interview requests. The union vote came a month after the labor board made it easier for unions to qualify companies and temp agencies as joint employers. That meant Bob's tire workers could unionize as employees of both, and Bob's would have to sit down for contract negotiations. Boston University law professor Michael Harper explains what can happen without a so-called joint employment relationship.
Oh, you formed a union? Your employees formed a union, temp agency? We're going to cut you off. If they're out of a job because they formed a union. Now, if they're a joint employer, if they do that, that's an unfair labor practice.
The NLRB decision came down 3-2 along party lines. The board's two Republicans argued it will subject companies to liability for unfair labor practices, as well as strikes, boycotts, and pickets that were previously unlawful. Stephen Dwyer is general counsel for the American Staffing Association, a trade group that represents temp agencies. He says the decision was an overreach by the NLRB, and it has people scratching their heads over the meaning of joint employment.
The business community and the employee community needs to be able to rely on established legal precedent. And when there is a moving target in terms of what that standard is, it creates confusion.
Dwyer says the joint employment decision won't make much of a dent on the workforce. But the change meant a lot to the workers at Bob's Tire Company. Last month they voted 65-5 to join the union. And they did it as employees of Bob's Tire and BJ's Temp Service. Tomas Ventura, the guy fired for demanding higher pay, says every single Guatemalan voted yes. The next step is to begin negotiating a contract. On the night of the vote, Bob's Tire worker Domingo Ventura said the workers aren't out to hurt the company, but to make it respect them.
No lo vamos a hacer daño a la compañía. Lo que vamos a hacer es ponerlo en su lugar y que nos respete.
People in the community say it's a precedent, the first time New Bedford's Mayans unionize a workplace. Now the question is whether it'll spread to other sectors populated with Mayan temp workers, like the city's 24 seafood processing shops. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.